Now the disciples asked Jesus to teach us to pray. They wanted to have the same power, the power with God and power with men that Jesus had. And so as we said, we must learn to talk to God as our Father, as a family member whose authority and wisdom we revere, but God is so much more than just a family member. He is our Father, high and lifted up. As Jesus taught the disciples, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we need to learn to talk to God, our Father. Second, if we're to pray as effectively as Jesus did, then we will have to pray in secret. One of the sad things about our society today is that people do not know how to be alone. They do not know the value of solitude and silence. They do not know how to be alone in prayerful meditation. Psychologists tell us that many people fear solitude and silence because they fear facing themselves with their thoughts. And it is the reason that many have the television going even while they're sleeping. Why many awake to some kind of noise, and all because solitude and silence brings fear. And then there are many who, if they do pray, do all the talking in prayer. A matter of fact, let me ask you, in your prayer life, who does all of the talking? You see, there are many who fail to sit and to listen in silence for the still small voice of the Spirit's leading. And against the entire backdrop of our modern society stands the example of Jesus Christ. If we want our prayers to go out on the right frequency, then we must learn from our Lord's example. Jesus, the Bible teaches, frequently slipped away to a deserted place to pray because he knew the value of being alone with his Father. Mark gives us an example of how Jesus did it. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Now, I'm a firm believer that all of us need that place in our home or somewhere, that place where we can go when we can shut out our world and be alone with our Father. Everyone needs to have a place of solitude where our spouses and our children understand that when we are in that place, they are to leave us alone. If we want to pray effectively, then we need to understand the value of getting away to a quiet place. Well, there's a third thing. If we're to pray as effectively as Jesus did, friends, we must do as Scripture commands, and we must pray all the time. Jesus spent extended time in prayer, alone with God, but he also prayed without ceasing. The Gospel of Luke records 9 occasions when Jesus prayed. He prayed at his baptism. He prayed after a day of miracles. He prayed before choosing his disciples. He prayed before telling his disciples about his coming crucifixion. He prayed on the Mount of Transfiguration. He prayed before teaching his disciples to pray. He prayed when the 70 returned with news of what took place while they were out witnessing. He prayed in Gethsemane, and he prayed on the cross. Oswald Sanders made this observation. Jesus prayed in the morning at the gateway of the day, and in the evening when the day's work was over. Great crises were preceded by prayer. Great achievements were preceded by prayer. Great pressure of work was a call to extra prayer. Great sorrows were met by prayer. Are you aware that even while he was on the cross, Jesus prayed while he was dying? Missionary Frank Lobbock became well known because of his personal efforts to practice the presence of God. Frank taught himself to consciously pause throughout each hour of the day to remind himself that the Lord was with him. Listen to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest mine down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Friend, God is always there. Do you realize that? God knows when you're awake. He knows when you're asleep. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're going to say even before you say it. He knows the next word that'll roll off my tongue. God knows how well you're paying attention to what he's saying when he's teaching us about prayer. The God, our Lord, is all around us. He is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He's always present. God is all-powerful. He's always available to help us. That's why praying without ceasing is both a habit to cultivate and a presence to enjoy. Because when we're praying, we are in the presence of Almighty God. And when we're in the presence of Almighty God, he hears our prayer. Fourth, if we're to pray as effectively as Jesus did, then we must pray submissively. The deepest and most poignant prayer Jesus prayed was offered in Gethsemane. There is Jesus. He knows his hour has come, and yet he prays. If there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. That is the most poignant prayer ever offered. Not my will, but thine. Not my will, but yours, Lord. Are you aware that we all must get to this point? Because prayer isn't getting God to go along with our wishes and our wants. It is God's way of making our hearts willing to go along with his plan for us. Genuine prayer is offered with open hands, saying, nevertheless, not my will, but yours. It is saying, Father, here is what I want, and here is what I think I need, but I defer to your will. For you, Lord, know what is best for me. Your will be done. You realize that some of the greatest blessings of my life have come as a result of God saying no to some of my prayer requests. I am reminded the Bible speaks of a time when Paul prayed for God to remove his thorn in the flesh. I mean, if you have a thorn in your flesh, who doesn't want it removed? And God told him, no, Paul, no, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now, if we're honest, we don't always know what's best for us. We think we know what's best for us, but friends, God knows what's best for us. That's why effective prayer must always include our submissively trusting and willingly deferring to the Father's will. My friends, if we will learn to pray as Jesus prayed, we can rest assured that when we pray, we will be praying on the right frequency and our prayers will be heard. And we'll soon discover that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective. If we are to live a yielded life, then we must pray, and each of us must come to the point where we can say, I am open, Lord, and listening for your direction. This is what made Jesus' prayer life so meaningful. This is why he had power with God and why he had power with men. And the greatest need in our life is to spend as much time as we possibly can speaking to our Heavenly Father in prayer. It's what Jesus did and how Jesus accomplished his Father's will, and it's what we must do as well if we desire to accomplish the Father's will for our lives. Let me encourage you to pray without ceasing. Let me encourage you to give God your heart. Let me encourage you to come to that point where you will say in your own heart, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord my God.